from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
It's time to wake up with a nice cup of morning roast.
Alex Cobb!
With Fillmore's finest, Monte Hill. The pride of the Excelsior, Joe Butcher Boy Shasky. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, the morning roast.
If you traded right now, you see a scenario where you're better because of that?
I mean, Brandon's a great player. So it's real hard to be better when you lose a great player. So we got to look into anything. We got to understand the situation we're in, what that looks like. And that does take time. So hopefully it'll all work out best for him and best for us in the long run.
That was yesterday down at Santa Clara, where Kyle Shanahan spoke to the media. Tim Kawakami asked him the question about Brandon Ayuk. And look, man, here's the latest. Here's the latest when it comes to Brandon Ayuk. And good morning to everybody out there. And oh, baby, oh, baby, oh, baby. We got drama once again in 49er land. The Patriots last night, as Matt Maiocco reported from NBC Sports Bay Area, the Patriots had an agreement in place with the 49ers and a large offer to Brandon Ayuk on the table. But he did not show interest in going to New England to play for the Patriots. And the Patriots tried to tell Adam Schefter, oh, yeah, we're excited about our young wide receivers. We want to focus on them. No, you didn't. The Niners, Brandon Ayuk told you no, which forced you to focus on your young receivers. Well, anyway, the latest is Matt Maiocco says the fact that the Steelers are back in talks with 49ers towards a possible Brandon Ayuk trade shows all sides have a willingness to get something done. The negotiations and conversations continue. So we're going to hear from Bosa, Shanahan, Christian McCaffrey, and Christian McCaffrey may slipped up saying, you know, my former teammate, because they all see that he's basically as good as God. Brandon Ayuk. I guess we're counting down the hours of when he's going to be traded. And his last play in the Super Bowl as a 49er was that ill-fated play where Chris Jones blew it up, and he's wide open after shaking L'Jarius Sneed at the line of scrimmage. That's that. That's that. Here we are again, Niner fans. So 888-957-9570 is the number. Shout out to our friends at Floyd Water Plumbing and Drain. If you're going to call it to the roast, you better bring it, because if you don't, you will be flushed. Brought to you by Floyd Water Plumbing and Drain. And Chasky said something to me before the show that I really want to get into in terms of your psyche and some of the fan psyche here, because you said yesterday broke you. How did it break you, and in what terms did it break you in?
The Giants have frustrated the living crud out of me for so long, and I don't believe them to be, like, championship contenders. Like, they're just not in that boat. The Warriors had one of the greatest runs ever. My cuppeth runneth over on the Warriors. And so if they're down for a couple years, heck, even if they're down for 5 to 10 years, like, it would suck, but come on, man. They've given me some pretty high highs. When you cash in the way that they did so many times, It's hard to sit here and be angry at the Warriors. A lot of my sports fandom has been, like, redirected into the bucket of the Niners, because I think that they're right now they're the team that is the closest to a championship, and right, they've been knocking on the door. And the heartbreak, like, it's just, if you're our age, all right, and you're in your 40s, and you grew up where it felt like NFC championship game was where the season started when you were a kid. And you just, birthright was Super Bowls and contending for championships. And then you went through all of the misery of the late 90s and some, you know, decency in the early 2000s and then more misery and then nothing but heartbreak. Just nothing but heartbreak since Harbaugh, where you've been elite, absolutely elite. And all you want is that one freaking championship. Just that one championship. And it all came crashing to me yesterday. Not that they can't win, not that the season's over, none of those things. It's just like the thud of losing that Super Bowl last year and the reality of what like Steve Young has said and what a lot of people have felt and said, like, that was your best chance. That's as down as the Chiefs are going to be. It's as down as the NFC is going to be. And then yesterday, you got this Brandon Ayuk. It's not even it's like a twister. It's not a dark cloud. It's like a twister coming to rip up everything because he's a really, really, really good player. And if you were going to make this move, And either you were going to keep him or you're going to trade him. It was like it's very simple to me. And I understand, like, it takes two to tango. You know, if they're all squabbling over $1 million, $2 million, $3 million, even if it's per year, God, it's going to feel so inconsequential when it's all said and done and he's on another team. And we are looking at maybe some picks or some lesser players that don't help you win a Super Bowl now. And then, you know, our pets' heads are falling off. Christian McCaffrey, the greatest guy on the planet, who hasn't been hurt at all, like missing games and had a litany of injuries in Carolina that you were all fearful of, playing the most physically demanding position and running back. He's got a calf strain. I'm triggered there because Greenlaw just hurt his Achilles after having a calf strain. We know what happened with Kevin Durant. Your other two wide receivers who are young guys who I guess look promising from what people are saying, Cowan and Pearsall, they're hurt. I mean, you're trading Ayuk for in terms of this year value, this year, not next year, not long term. Pennies on the dollar. Like, yeah, I'm psychologically in shambles. Yes, I am. You know? I know a game hasn't played. You got Trent Williams, one of the greatest players in the league right now, a top 10 player from what the players are telling me. He's on his couch, you know. Bosa's saying, like, yeah, this is brutal at the podium talking about the Ayuk situation. It's like no one thinks we're not. Like, you are better with Ayuk. We all agree. You could be angry. You could be frustrated. You could be pissed off at Ayuk's camp, the Niners camp, or both, which is where I'm at. I'm pissed off at both of them, right? And I'm really ticked off at the Niners. If it ends up being, like, he goes to the Steelers and he gets $28.5 million and you only offered him $27.5 million. Like, that's going to feel so dumb. It is. And you know me. I'm all about the money and picking all these. But, like, well, end of the day, do you want to get a deal done, right? Do you want to? Everyone mismanaged themselves in this situation. And yeah, I'm a Niner fan, so I'm mad at the Niners.
He may not have mismanaged himself because one of his preferred destinations, the Pittsburgh Steelers, are in a hunt to go get him. And that was one of his preferred destinations. If not the Niners, then maybe the Pittsburgh Steelers. And
this is
he's
messy,
held in, and
it's
he's
messy.
And he's held in, so he avoids a $40,000 fine per day. So he's not even getting fined, you know. So
he's lost a little. Look, I don't know if he cares, right? But I'm sure he does because I don't want
players the players are on his side.
No, Nick I'm Bosa saying in terms of yesterday. Fans, like on your way out the door, like it does suck because he's been a really good Niner. It just sucks the way this is going down.
Well,
there's just no other way around it.
The fans are going to turn on him. There's some fans who are going to turn on him. There's, you know, fans who just now start to forgive. They forgave Deebo Samuel because of the receiver duck, not even because of what he did last season. Listen, man, there's a lot of drama going on here. I'm not going to freak out in week one. Look, I'm kind of glad Chris McCaffrey gets to stay off the field, chill out, go rest that calf, and I'll see you week one against the New York Jets. He doesn't need to play preseason. He doesn't need extra touches. Now, a lot of people would say, oh, man, the calf strain is a little problem. They're banged up. My biggest issue or biggest, you know, kind of question mark right now is the wide receiver room without Brandon Ayuk. What does it look like? And I asked the fans yesterday, 888-957-9570, what is this offense going to look like if you don't have Brandon Ayuk? Now, a lot of people don't believe the offense will drop off much. They have a belief in Kyle Shanahan. They have a belief in Brock Purdy. They have a belief in Chris McCaffrey. They have a belief in Deebo Samuel. But then I look at the young wide receiver, Ricky Pearsall. He's had a couple injuries already. Hamstring before camp. Shoulder right now. Shanahan had to pull him out of camp. Now, Jacob Cowing is back with Arizona. He came back from a hamstring injury. He was in full pads. So, look, injuries are going to happen in training camp. It's better that they happen early in training camp. We're still over a month away from the season opener against the New York Jets. But again, now I think the reality is starting to set in with guys like you and fans like you where you really want to go without, you wouldn't move. Just make Ayuk happy. Give him the damn money. Restructure. You can always restructure with them in the future. I'm sure he'd be willing to do that, like George Kittle, like others on his football team. So, 888-957-9570. Now that it seems like a deal may be imminent, whether it's with the Pittsburgh Steelers or the Cleveland Browns, how many people out there really want to lose Ayuk?
I don't think a lot of people want to. Like, and here's the thing. Like, even if you wanted to move Ayuk, right? Let's say you were in this camp that you're like, you know, take a hike, right? Whatever. It's like we all realize that it feels like they're not going to do the Cleveland deal. He doesn't want to go to Cleveland, so he's in control, right? So you're not getting Amari Cooper.
So hold on. You just said he's in control, right?
It feels like he is.
So somehow, some way, he's created leverage for himself. When I was told all offseason, Brandon Ayuk has no leverage. He has to play blah, blah, blah. He's created leverage for himself, which is a smart play by Brandon Ayuk.
It goes both ways. It goes both ways. Because I think if the Niners play hardball and decide, oh, you only want to go to Pittsburgh and that's the only place you want to go, well, then we're not trading you. Like, they could do that. And then it's just ugly and stupid. But do you want to bring that upon your locker room? Because you also have 85 other guys that you have to deal with every single day. And then what does that due to potential other players down the line? Like, it's not just the Ayuk thing in a bubble. So I get your point. Like, he has all the leverage.
I said he created leverage for himself.
Of course.
It's not all the leverage. Of course he doesn't have all the leverage. But he's created a situation for himself where he's got a little bit of control. He told the Patriots, no, I'm not coming there. That's control. The Niners could have did him dirty by sending him to New England, one of the worst football teams in the league. And he basically said, yeah, I'm not re-signing with you guys.
But New England's not, then they're going to rescind their offer. Like, they're not going to.
Well, that's what they did.
Yeah.
That's what they did, which is smart by Brandon Ayuk. He avoided a trip to Boston.
Well, look. Brandon Ayuk is not some patron saint in this entire
thing. Calling him
back. We don't know exactly what's going on. We don't know what, like, it takes two to tango on all these deals. It's not all on the Niners, and it's not all on Brandon Ayuk, but I'm just frustrated. I'm frustrated because this is supposed to be like, if we're banding the group back together, like band of brothers, we're all in this to win a Super Bowl. And so all I'm saying, it's very less likely to win a Super Bowl with no Ayuk, a player or a pick that can't help you really much this year. Where's Trent Williams, CMC on the training table, and Ricky Pearsall every other day having an injury? Like, excuse me for being a little upset when this is a team that I thought would knock on the door and try to knock off the Chiefs, for crying out loud.
You should be upset. Be upset. But, you know, it's the way it played out, man, and I think the light is starting to come to some fans about this situation. It is starting to shine bright on a lot of people, the reality of the situation where number 11 may not be in this lineup. You know, Michael Silver wrote an article yesterday, a column in the Chronicle yesterday, and right now, gets all odds, Brandon Ayuk may be winning. For months and months, we've heard that the 49ers have all the leverage, which is what we heard all the time. The Niners have all the leverage. They have all the leverage. Heading into his fifth and final season of his rookie deal, seeking a massive extension. And since May, they've acted like that, right? The Niners have acted like they've had all the power in the world. However, they've come to a conclusion to where they're on the verge of trading Brandon Ayuk, which I don't think anybody saw that happening. Nobody saw that happening at this point. So, 888-957-9570. Let's take some calls here in London. Get some calls. Let's get to Lucky real quick in San Francisco. Lucky, what's happening? You're on the roast.
Top in the morning, fellas, man. Can I speak honestly, man?
Yeah, absolutely.
This reminds me, like, of a bad deal, you know, so to speak, Monte. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. It's like you're playing with your money, man. You're playing with the product that you have that you know is good, and you don't want to pay for what the production of this product is giving you. Without IU, we are not a Super Bowl contender, period. Yeah. Period. I don't care if you have Ricky Pearsall, Jacob Cowing, Matt Breida, whoever you want to throw in, man. We are not contending for a Super Bowl or even threatening Kansas City without Brandon Ayuk. pay this man. You don't have to pay him $30 million, but pay this man. Stop playing. Don't make the same mistake that the Warriors did with Klay Thompson, man. Don't do this, man. This is going to be a bad year for the city, man, if these guys let Brandon Ayuk go. I'm pissed off, man. I'm pissed off.
I'm with you. I mean, it feels like you can say, Joe, vibes don't matter. Winning games changes everything, and momentum could shift in a heartbeat, and all that's true. But, like, the vibes ain't good.
Man, give Brandon Ayuk $28.5 million for what, 2 or 3 years, and let's roll, man. Let's go get this chip, man. This is what we're playing for. What are we doing?
Well,
what are we doing?
We're playing hardball with one of our homegrown talents, a guy who was second team All Pro. And again, my sense is from just doing radio every single day and being on this radio show, my sense was over the last 6 months, Brandon Ayuk was massively underrated in this market. Massively underrated. I don't think we realized the impact he had on this football team last year. You can say, well, this guy's number one, and this guy's number two, and this guy's number three. Well, you know what? Kind of like those great Warriors teams with Klay, with Draymond, with Steph, with Livingston, with Iguodala, with Kevin Durant, and all those guys, the pieces just fit. It wasn't just like, obviously, Steph was the head honcho on that team, and on this team, the head honcho is Christian McCaffrey / Trent Williams, and if you want to say Brock Purdy, it is. But all those other ancillary pieces fit perfectly with the head honchos on the team, whether it's Steph with the Warriors or Christian McCaffrey with the 49ers. And Brandon Ayuk fit this room. He fit this locker room. And he had grown with this player, with this team. He gone through adversity. And here we are. Number 11 wants to get paid. He saw everybody else get paid, and he did everything right. He did everything right. But then the Niners, don't forget the Niners, you know, because I'm not going to exonerate them. They were looking to trade Debo and Ayuk. They were taking calls on both wide receivers before the NFL draft. And then you turn around and take Ricky Pearsall. And indirectly, Ricky Pearsall now has all this pressure to deliver right away, to produce right away. When in an ideal world, I bet you Shanahan, I bet you Brian Greasy, I bet you Leonard Hankerson, the wide receiver coach, they want to bring Pearsall along slowly. Instead, he may be thrust into an elevated role, and that could be dangerous here.
Well, there's no doubt. You could say underrated. I think most normal Niner fans are like, man, he's really good. How good is a question. Like,
I don't know, because great, the calls we've taken and the texts I've seen and the comments I've seen, I don't even know anymore how Niner fans feel about Ricky.
I think most Brandon Niner fans Ayuk. Think that I would think he's so, a really good player. The question is, like, is he top 5 money at the position? Is he top 12 money at the position? So, and I think that's where the gray area becomes, where some people say, hey, he's really good. Some are like, well, he's good, but he's a product of the system. Like, it's degrees of how good. I don't think anyone's like, he sucks.
Well,
like, nobody
you know
thinks
what?
That.
No, I don't know. Nobody's saying that either. Nobody's saying that he sucks. Nobody's saying that, but a lot of people don't think he's a top 10 wide receiver when the executives, the coaches, the top 100, everybody's telling you he's a top 10 wide receiver, but some people don't think he is. 510, Xfinity Mobile text line. Hell nah, man. Without Ayuk, we are still a contender. Someone talked that caller off the ledge. So 888-957-9570. Are you still a contender without Brandon Ayuk? Let's go to Tony in the city.
I mean, ask the Eagles. Do you think the Eagles want to play you with or without Ayuk?
They want to play you without Ayuk.
Yeah, you can go to Tony.
Tony in San Francisco, what's up?
Hey, guys. Yeah, you know, Brandon Ayuk, of course, is a fantastic player. It'd be great to keep him. But fact is, we didn't win the Super Bowl. We didn't win the Super Bowl, and he's coming back and demanding to get paid. We didn't win. So what we had in place didn't work. We lost in embarrassing fashion. That was the total debacle. It was horrible. It was embarrassing. So I think it's time for a change. If he wants to go, I think it's a bad way to start the season. You know, it kind of poisons the well and just has the season start out poorly. We didn't win. That's the bottom line, in my opinion. We didn't win with him.
So you want to let IU go, and I see that you want to let Trent Williams go.
Not necessarily. I was thinking about that. I think I'm just over all of this. I'm over everyone holding out and demanding to get paid. You know, it's just... it's a bit overwhelming seeing this happen so much with our local teams. It's getting old.
Yeah, trust me. Hey, this is pro sports, buddy. Buckle up. Yeah, this is pro sports. This is a business.
It is exhausting, sports. Though. I understand.
You know, I hear you. But you know what? I'll pick it up. I'll say something on the other side. That's what's coming up. Brought to you by Chilled Auto Body.
Shut up. This is Adam in the City, and you're listening to The Morning Roast with Bonte Hill and Joe Shapsky on 95.7 The Game.
What up, Adam? What up, everybody out there? Everybody getting off their graveyard shift. What up to all the union workers, all the construction workers, janitors, plumbers, of course, the overnight dancers. The overnight dancers. Summer's winding down, baby. Wonder if they're down there at Cheetahs and sulking. I don't know. We're talking a lot of Brandon Ayuk today. A lot of Brandon Ayuk. By the way, if you're looking for some Giants talk, you're not getting it today for 4 hours. They lose yesterday. Burson got rocked. They're 6 games back in the lost column, the last wild card spot. That's that for Giants. But if you want more Giants talk, check out the Garlic Fries and Baseball Guys podcast. Shasky and Lubman bring you all you need to know about the Giants this season. Plus, exclusive interviews
really
with players past and present, available wherever you listen to your podcast.
Just sell
and just fire everybody.
Quick aside, because I know we're going to go right back into the Brandon Ayuk stuff. And everybody cares about that. We got stickers came in for my team. And look, we put them on the helmets, as you can see.
Oh,
you like
nice.
Those?
Yeah, those are nice.
On the matte
those
red
nice.
Helmets?
That's nice.
They look
nice.
Pretty cool.
Those
We're
are
putting
nice.
Those out there.
Those are nice.
I got a bunch of SF stickers,
those
so let
nice.
Me know if you want some.
Those are nice. I'll put it on a computer. Give me a sticker
yeah,
for the
I will.
Computer.
I'll bring you one.
Let's go to, you know what? Let's get to Manny and Savitel.
Hey, Manny
and Savitel, what's happening? You're on the roast.
Hey, good morning, fellas. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Listen, man. Look, I'm a diehard 49er fan, just like you guys, man. And, you know, I'm a Niner fan before I'm a Brandon Ayuk fan, that's for sure. And honestly, it's just been rubbing me the wrong way ever since his brother said, you know, that's why we're out of here. And his wife is over there commenting. And, you know, it's just, it's a bad look. Now, you know, you're getting offered 30 mil. The last caller said give him his 27, 28, whatever. You know, I don't like to talk about other people's money, man. But if you're willing to go to a non-contender, you know, and just worry about getting a couple. I mean, don't get me wrong, an extra $10 million sounds great, like for me, for the average Joe, right? But look, honestly, it's just it's a bad look. They've been like his family's been all in the mix on social media. He's just, you know, I get it, you know, but it's like, you know, where's your loyalty to the organization that drafted you, man? Where's, you know. At this point, I'm so far gone. Like, I'm ready to get Amari Cooper in here, honestly.
So you don't
he might not be as great a route runner, but he can high point
that ball, wait a minute, Manny. Manny, you don't think Ayuk has been loyal to the organization?
I mean, he was in the doghouse for that 1 year. He's had one good, great year. Besides that, like, his production doesn't, like, I don't think he's a top 10 receiver, but he's probably like 10th. I don't think he deserves more than, you know, what he's asking for.
But you said he wasn't loyal. You said he wasn't loyal. Was Bosa loyal to the organization when he held out? Was Debo loyal to the organization when he held in?
Okay, I take that back.
All right, I'm just asking
like
a question.
His family members are just making him look bad. You know, they shouldn't be talking about his business. He's the professional football player, not his wife, not his brother. It's just been brewing, I feel. You know, it's just like he's just isolating himself. And I feel like if it's between him and Trent Williams, maybe the Trent Williams thing handcuffed the Niners. So we shouldn't be mad at the organization. But if it's between him and Trent, dude, pay Trent. Well, that's the guy that's protecting our quarterback, man.
Let me take umbrage. Like, I think I've probably defended the Niners and just not defended them, but trying to see through their lens of like how do you balance everybody under the salary cap and you can't keep all of them because you are a victim of your own success. If they lose Brandon Ayuk for something that cannot help them for this year, they have lost the offseason,
exactly.
Okay?
Exactly.
That's you almost can't argue it, okay? When you make a move, so for example, the DeForest Buckner move, when they made that move, they just, boom, they did the deal, they got the first-round pick, they re-signed two different players, and in their mind, it was three players for one.
Yep.
Now, it didn't work out, but they had three players who could contribute for them that year, okay? Well, Buckner went and got his money. If you lose Ayuk in August and you get draft picks and let's just say a backup player, how does that help you win the Super Bowl for this year? That's the problem I have. So if they were going to get a deal done, even if it was at the last moment, great. But if they deal him, yeah, they botched this. Like, they needed to get something back for this year. I'm sorry.
You know what's funny? Going back to the Buckner deal, and I understand why you would get three players for one, but when we look back, one of the players is Javon Kinlaw. He's already gone with the New York Jets. Jimmy Ward showed his ass his last season. He's with the Texans. and told everybody how he, oh, yeah, well, I got to get my, like, what Jimmy Ward did during that last season. Do we not remember? He acted like a diva when it came to pocket watching and talking, just like Richard Sherman did in his last season.
They did squeeze a good year out of him, though.
They did squeeze a good year out of him.
But and Armstead, you're probably right.
Armstead, let's be real with Armstead. A lot of fans didn't really warm up to Armstead. They saw the raw numbers and said, yeah, that's not, we pay you to get sacks. We don't pay you just to stuff holes and hopefully stop the run. And their run defense took a step back with Armstead. So I wonder if Buckner would have been better than the three players that they ended up signing. Maybe sometimes one is better than three.
No,
you know what I'm saying?
So I agree. Just,
I don't want to go down that rabbit hole.
That deal,
but like, I understand their pride. I understand what Shanahan is doing, though.
You and I did a podcast on, we had a little channel, a YouTube channel. This is going back COVID days. You did. And we were both in agreement. This is a bad deal. Yeah. Even if you're signing Jimmy Ward in Armstead, which ended up being okay. But the point is, though, B, like, at minimum, the players that you kept helped you that year. And the draft pick that you executed helped you that year. In this situation, when you trade Ayuk, if you do, in August, you're getting back something that can't help you for this year.
No doubt. But there's Niner fans who still believe. There's still belief that this team could be really good without Brandon Ayuk.
I still think they could be good, but the question on this team is it's not can you be good, it's can you win the Super Bowl?
Well, is Brock Purdy that good? If he's a $60 million quarterback, I mean, he can help you do some things. Shanahan's a great offensive mind, right? He can help you do some things. We just saw Kansas City win with some no-name receivers. They did. Well, they won with some no-name receivers, and they have Travis Kelce. We still have George Kittle and Deebo Samuel.
You're saying, can they offset the production? That's a different question.
No, are you a better roster? Are you a Super Bowl contender? Well, and all that's baked into it. Asking the production and all that stuff is baked into it. I'm asking a question. I'm not saying I believe it's true. I'm probably the biggest Brandon Ayuk fan on the stage.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's been so bad, the Brandon Ayuk situation. I get called a Brandon Ayuk apologist, just like with Klay Thompson. And all I do is defend the guy.
Given that they barely won one playoff game, had to claw back in the other one with one of the most historic third quarters in 49er history, and then lost in overtime, the last thing, and guys were walking on and off the field in all three games with injuries, and it's the game of football, the last thing I'm doing is getting rid of, even if you think, let's just say, you're a Brandon Ayuk hater, he's the 17th best wide receiver. That's what you think, right? Like, I'm not saying... Why would you get rid of the 17th best wide receiver for something that can't help you right now?
I totally agree. And by the way, I highly doubt the Pittsburgh Steelers are going to give back George Pickens in return.
Why would they
They're
do
trying
that?
To pair Brandon Ayuk with George Pickens.
Well, plus he's
so
a guy.
I don't know where George Pickens, where the rumor about George Pickens coming to the 49ers came from.
Well,
they're not giving him up.
He's a good talent. He's a really good talent. But he's also a guy that's been called out internally by his own team for not running the right routes, not blocking. So I don't know. Young player.
Ayuk was in the doghouse once too, and he got out of
knows?
It. But I'm betting on the talent all day long. That guy had over 1,100 yards receiving with the hell's quarterback Kenny Pickett and Mitchell Trubisky?
I don't think Pickens is in.
I don't think he's in play at all.
Yeah.
Let's go to Ryan in San Bernardino. Ryan in San Bernardino. What's happening,
what's
brother?
What's up, Ryan?
Hey, how you guys doing, my friends? It's been a minute.
What's up, Ryan? Today.
Hey, man, about the IU stuff, brother. Like, you can't be 1 foot in and 1 foot out. Like, you want to go all in or not? You want to win the Super Bowl or not? Like, Andy Reid gets the benefit of the doubt. He did it both ways. Main receiver, no receiver. Patrick Mahomes, benefit of the doubt. He's proved it. You know, Shanahan has to prove it. Purdy has to prove it. And taking one of your best players away in the league, he's super elite. And you plan to get closer just over emotion? Like, his negotiation tactics have been terrible. The 49ers' negotiation tactics have been terrible. You know, they have a good track record for getting people signed, but not necessarily in a decent amount of time before the season. We lost our training staff guy. We got injuries piling up already. So it's just like, get it together, man. Let's go get the Super Bowl. We have three, but we have zero.
Well, you know what's funny when it comes to this negotiation? An old friend of ours, Parag Marate, has his fingerprints all over it. So I believe Lynch is trying to do everything to keep the player. Lynch is a player. Remember, he's a former player. I think he wants to do right by Ayuk. I think Shanahan is irritated because he's like, damn, man, I'm a former wide receiver. We helped groom this wide receiver. We finally got one who pops. And all of a sudden, he's not practicing. What the hell? But Tim Kawakami joined us yesterday and brought up Parag Marate. Tim Kawakami from The Athletic on Parag Marate leading these negotiations.
Everything I hear from NFL people is the guy who negotiates these deals is Parag Marate. That's the guy. And Jed York is on top of that. And John comes in and does some other things. I think he was heavily involved with Bosa. But guess what? Bosa won that deal. You know, Parag Marate might not have loved that too much. Again, that's my speculation. But I think John Lynch and Kyle Shanahan make their views known. They are the number one people in football operations. But they don't control the purse strings, and I think it's Parag Marate doing this negotiation. Again, do you talk to any agent who deals with the 49ers? They talk about general conversations with John Lynch, and they talk to the negotiations with Parag Marate. So not trying to, like, underline anybody's fault here, but every agent I've talked to said the person that I'm negotiating with and who is a pain in the ass, but you respect it, but he is a pain in the ass, is Parag Marate.
Wow.
Whether John and Kyle, you know, at the end can come in, I don't know. I think they certainly did that with Bosa. But again, I don't think 49ers like that Bosa deal. I think they hate that Bosa deal. They realized they had to do it, but Bosa beat them, period. They just haven't had one like that where they've been beaten by somebody like they were beaten by Bosa. And I don't think they want that to happen with Ayuk.
So I'm Chesky, my mindset right now, I'm just very calm, chilling. It's preseason football. But I keep hearing Bosa, Bosa, Bosa. Oh, they hate the Bosa deal. Bosa, Bosa, Bosa. And I think back to last season and the way Bosa showed his ass to everybody. This defensive coordinator who's no longer here, Steve Wilks, and I agree, Steve Wilks was not the guy for the job. I get it. He didn't know the scheme. He was tell us midseason he didn't know the scheme. I'm still learning the scheme. But Bosa held out, took every damn dime, took $20 million more, and I guess in real time we're like, oh, man, we got Bosa. He's worth it. He's worth it. He's worth it. And he produced that season with all those excuses. And now Parag Marate is basically taking it out on Brandon Ayuk, saying, yeah, we're not going to lose this one. We're not going to lose this negotiation. We're not, no. We're not getting hosed. So Parag Marate, he wasn't a fan favorite for many, many years. Niners started winning. We talked less and less about him. And now all of a sudden the Brandon Ayuk situation comes, and you know everybody wants to pocket watch. You want me to start pocket watching? Say, hey, Bosa, take a pay cut, give some money to Ayuk. It's not going to work. I'm not going to do that, and players are not going to do that.
No, but I did call him greedy in August of last year, and I remember I asked you both like a week before the whole thing. Like, I mean, do you honestly entertain trading him? Like, that's remember that was, and you laughed at me. You said, well, I can't believe you're even suggesting that.
Yeah, because you trade him, you're not getting a player to help you for that season.
No, we agree, but like the ripple effect. And again, I want Bosa. You know he's one of my favorite players. But it soured me the way that went down. How critical of Bosa was I last year? The most critical I've ever been.
Yeah, I don't remember.
Bosa. I don't think I've ever been critical up until that point. And so the way that whole thing went down, the ripple effect, not just with Bosa, but with Parag. Here's the other thing with Parag. Like, we've all been in a fantasy league with the guy who can't lose the trade.
Yep.
We've all been in that situation. I think to a degree, Farhan's very similar, where he gets gun-shy because he's afraid of losing the deal. You know, Brian Sabian felt that way after the Przinski deal. It took him a long time to, like, try to muster up a big deal and get gutsy because you're afraid of losing the deal. I understand that, but you have to move on. And you have to ask yourself, like, are we better with or without this person? And then at the end of the day, as great as it is to whittle everything down and save a million here, and believe me, I am all about that when it comes to that is great for your business, but is it great for your football team? And that's where John Lynch and Kyle Shanahan need to come over the top and find a way, if this is salvageable, to salvage it. It feels like that ship has sailed.
Nick and Berkeley, we'll get you on the other side. By the way, Mike Tomlin was asked on 102.5 WDVE if he's had any notable phone calls this morning. Tomlin responds, it's a little early on the West Side right now, so probably not.
Oh, my God.
More coming up. Are you ready? Are the Niners, can the Niners salvage this season without Brandon Ayuk? Can they salvage it? 888-957-9570, because it sounds like he's as good as gone. That's what's coming up. Brought to you by Fremont Bank, celebrating 60 years of full-service banking with no compromises.
Having gone through a lot of this yourself last year, do you see parallels? Have you reached out to Brandon? What's your read on the situation?
It's brutal, especially when you're here and you have that extra pressure on you. I've talked to him a few times just as a friend, but when it comes to what's actually going on behind closed doors, I have no knowledge or input, so it'll get worked out.
All right, check this out. This is San Leandro Mo, and you're listening to 95.7 The Game, The Morning Roast with Bonte and Shaq.
All right, San Leandro Mo, roasters out there. Nick and Berkeley get you in just a second. That's Nick Bosa yesterday. Nick Bosa asked by Tim Kawakami about these negotiations. He said, look, man, that's a friend of mine, and he seemed very, very despondent. And Bosa mentioned how these negotiations can be brutal. They really can. That's the segment, and we'll get into that. As this segment is sponsored by Golden State Lumber, serving the Bay Area for three generations. When you succeed, we succeed. Visit GoToStateLumber.com. A lot going on here with the 49ers, including Brandon Ayuk. Now, got a lot of injuries on the football field. Christian McCaffrey is going to be out for the next couple weeks with a calf strain. He probably wasn't going to play in the preseason anyway. Well, he's definitely not going to play in the preseason. We'll see Christian McCaffrey in a month. Against the New York Jets September 9th, not 11th, September 9th against the New York Jets. He's hurt. Ricky Pearsall had to be pulled out of practice. He's got a shoulder injury. Now, that's alarming because, obviously, if you trade Brandon Ayuk, what does the receiver room look like? It looks like Brandon Ayuk doesn't want to go to Cleveland. So the whole Amari Cooper thing, I don't see it happening. I think it's a long shot. It sounds good. It would be great. Wow, you get Amari Cooper for Brandon Ayuk? I don't think he's Brandon Ayuk, but damn, that's some damn good compensation. But guess what? Amari Cooper wants to get paid too. So then you still got that situation. So, this is where we're at right now. The Steelers, they sound giddy. Mike Tomlin sounds giddy again. Mike Tomlin just told Pittsburgh Steelers reporters, 102.5 WDVE, if he's had any notable phone calls this morning. And Thomas said, it's a little early on the West Side right now, so probably not. So he's tipping off, basically, that, yeah, we're in the Brandon Ayuk sweepstakes.
This whole thing has just been exhausting. It's all over the place. And I guess, if he ends up in Pittsburgh, the only way I, as a Niner fan, will be satisfied is if the Niners do the best they possibly can for themselves. If this is, the ship has sailed, it's left the harbor, there's no way he can come back. He will never, ever, ever report on the $14+ million deal for whatever reason, or you don't think it's worth bringing him into the locker room or whatever. Whatever their reasoning and all is at, I'll listen to it. Fine. No problem. But the last thing that they can do is, out of spite, not trade him to the team that he wants to go to because you're trying to, you know, win the divorce. You have to do, like, whatever the best package is for the Niners that he's willing to sign an extension to, because no one's going to deal with you if they don't think he's going to sign an extension. Like, they owe it to themselves to get the best possible package.
They tried to with New England. And Brandon Ayuk was like, yeah, I'm not going there to take no physical or side of contract extension. Not happening.
And then they rescinded their offer. Yep, and so, exactly. Like, will it suck if Pittsburgh is the only place that he can go because that he's kind of narrowed it down and this and that? Yeah, it's going to suck. But then it's incumbent on the 49ers to get back the best possible package they can, knowing they're going to lose the deal. But they can't just divorce out of spite and bite their nose off. They owe it to themselves at this point. You're so knee-deep in it. You better get the best haul you can for them. And I don't know how they're going to be able to do that when he is in control of whether he signs the extension. This thing has just been an insanity. It's been insanity.
Hopefully, Ayuk and both parties can come to agreement, because I don't want to lose Brandon Ayuk. I don't want to lose what Brock Purdy and Ayuk have. And you mentioned how you watched the fourth quarter of the Green Bay game. One of the most pivotal third downs came to Brandon Ayuk on a quick slant. It was a tough throw.
He was getting draped. He was getting draped,
and he made a tough catch. He made a
great catch.
Hell, against Detroit. He made one of the best catches in franchise history with a defender tipped the pass, and he stuck with it to catch that pass, and Levi Stadium rocked like it never rocked before. And then on a third down, he comes up with the quick slant touchdown to Brock Purdy. Brock Purdy, Brandon Ayuk have made, they have great chemistry together. You know, and they haven't really had an offseason to work out together, which is surprising. What if they did have an offseason to work out together? Wow, how would it look? The deep ball threat, the deep passing game with Brandon Ayuk and Brock Purdy. It's the Tampa Bay game. You're up 13-7. Game's getting hairy. Tampa Bay's playing physical. Boom, 75-yard bomb. Chopped right on your head. Brandon Ayuk for the touchdown. You win going away. I don't want to get rid of this guy. I never have. I never will. I didn't want to entertain any of this stuff. Sign Brandon Ayuk. You can maybe restructure him later down the line, but I'm not going to pocket watch, and I'm not going to get mad at Brandon Ayuk for getting what the market dictates what he's worth. The market dictates what he's worth.
Do you think it's salvageable?
That's a great question. That's a great question. He showed up. To me, I think it is, because he at least showed up to training camp, and he held in. So I do think it's salvageable. I do think if Parag Marache would just check his ego, because now when Tim Kawakami dropped in Parag Marache, and I joked at the end of that interview, it's like, man, maybe you'll get Jed York and Parag Marache out at the end of the, you know, on your next podcast. He goes, I don't know. They may be listening. They may not be too happy with me. Well, that tips me off that Parag Marache's got his fingertips all over it. Maybe he needs to check his damn ego. Just because Bosa hosed you doesn't mean you need to do wrong by Brandon Ayuk. That's a Bosa situation. You got played by Bosa. Don't take it out on Brandon Ayuk.
Well, and they're different players. They're different positions.
Everything.
There's different valuations on them. You're at a different timeline for your financial cap. Like, there's so many different things that the two deals need to be kind of emotionless from each other.
I think
there's been carryover, but that sucks.
Yeah, that does suck. That's carryover saying, we're not going to get beat on this deal.
And it's,
how about you just bring in a player? He's a good player you drafted.
It's clearly clouded their judgment.
And I have a problem with Parag Marache now, because he's a spreadsheet guy. He's a robot. Oh, this is where you could call your timeouts. This is when you could challenge. Our analytics tell us this. The game's not played on the spreadsheet. But this is Farhan Zaidi all over again. This is a human being who had over 1,300 yards receiving in a run first offense, and you want to nickel and dime him because you got played by Bosa and got holes out of an extra $20 million? Nah, that don't sit right with me when one of the guys who didn't even play football, it is basically Jet York's lapdog, and he's sitting here nickel and diming Brandon Ayuk. That rubs me the wrong way.
Well, you have every right to feel that way, and believe me, I feel very similar. He is really good at his job, which sucks to say out loud because it's, you know, he's an easy person to villainize, right? He just is. But
I'm not trying to villainize him. I'm just saying that's bad business when you take out, we're not going to get beat on this deal. That's child's play.
No, that's undeniably
that's
bad.
That's kiddie play right there, man.
That's emotional. And if you're supposed to be a numbers business guy, you have to remove emotion. Like, that's the whole point. But he's done a lot of great work on this one. they've screwed this up. Like, this individual one, they've screwed this up. The fact that it's this far, the fact that they're probably going to have to trade him, get pennies on the dollar, get something that can't help you for now. Like, they're backed into a corner here. They really are. And what feels like Ayuk's going to get the team he wants, the money he wants, and going to basically depreciate the return that the Niners get for him. It sucks.
Well, and some of the players already think he's already gone. Here's Christian McCaffrey on NFL Network.
That's not part of my job. It's not part of my position. I think, obviously, as a former teammate, or, you know, teammate of his in general, any teammate that you have, you love, you respect them, you want the best for them.
I mean, he's like us. We have no idea.
He's a former
teammate. Here? Is he not here? Yeah. I don't even know.
That's not part of my job. It's not part of my position. I think, obviously, as a former teammate, or, you know, teammate of his in general, any teammate that you have, you love, you respect them, you want the best for them.
And now what the situation does, too, there's a fan component. Because even if Ayuk does come back, he can't drop one pass.
Well,
he can't drop one pass.
Well, you know what I was thinking about? I get where you're coming. Jimmy Garoppolo was on the outs, on the ins, on the outs, on the ins. I mean, there were about 50 times I thought, that's the last we've seen of Jimmy G. And somehow, some way, he crept himself back in, and then he'd throw a touchdown, and everyone, myself included, would be like, ah, Jimmy, Jimmy's back. Jimmy, I owe an apology.
Jimmy, yeah, but Jimmy. The flip-flopping when it came to Jimmy.
Brandon makes a couple plays. Yes, yeah. When he drops a ball, people will be angry. Right. I don't deny that.
Because I'm reading a comment here on YouTube. Shout out to YouTube. Brought to you, by...
We blow like the wind sometimes, fans.
Yeah, I know. Trust me, I know.
But that's part of
fandom. Brought to you by First NorCal Credit Union for a low-rate auto loan. Apply online or just ask for First NorCal financing at the dealer. Like, I see one comment here on YouTube. BA's being a punk holding in. He's a distraction on the practice field. Are you sure? Because Brock Purdy's still throwing the ball deep. Ricky Pearsall still, or Debo Samuel still running great routes. Well, Frank Warner still having a generational training camp. I don't think he's that big of a dude. I think the players like seeing BA out there.
I don't think they like being asked every single turn.
They have their players back. They know what it is, as Bosa said. But he's not a distraction to say he's walking on the sideline. He's a distraction.
I don't think it's
to the media, to the fans, not to the team.
Well, I don't think it's ruining practice, but I also don't think it's helping.
Like, how is it not helping?
Well, you're being asked about it. You know what I mean? So, like, I'm not saying they know the deal. I'm not pretending.
But that's
like
why you got Corey Rush right there as a PR guy. Hey, you know what they're going to ask you. You know how to answer the questions. They're going to ask you the question maybe twice or maybe three times. You answer it in this general way, and boom, you move on with your day.
I don't know. I've always.
It's not a distraction at all. Like, I'm trying to tell you, with these pro sports, they know how to block out the noise. And Brandon Ayuk walking on the sideline is not distracting. It's not like, oh my God, let's fumble the ball. Oh my God, I can't focus because Brandon Ayuk's on the sideline.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
For
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.